Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cain. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sugar Cain. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting third. The center fielder, Jocko Conlon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting 8th. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Larry reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns bunts towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to third. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-1 in the game. Salters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. West reaches second base with a double. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. West scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift strikes out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hemsley. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Hemsley steals second. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey is walked intentionally. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 0-for-1 in the game. Cain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0-for-1 in the game. Conlon takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Conlon moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Conlon scores. Washington moves to third. It's 4-1, Browns. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washington scores. Appling moves to third. It's 4-2, Browns. Jack Knott now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling scores. Hopkins moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones bunts towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Hopkins moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe is walked intentionally. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. Pete hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. Sewell scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Salters hits a ball on the ground that hits Burns. Burns is out and Salters is safe at first. There goes Burns trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pepper hits a line drive into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Larry. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hopkins takes first base on ball four. Washington moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. West hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Carey reaches second base with a double. Clift goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 5, White Sox, 5. Ed Coleman pinch hits for Jack Knott. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is walked intentionally. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Faye Thomas now pitching. Ted Lyons pinch hits for Sad Sam Jones. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pete strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Salters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pepper takes first base on ball four. Salters moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Salters scores. Pepper moves to third. It's 6-5, Browns. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pepper scores. West moves to second. It's 7-5, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. West moves to third. Hemsley moves to second. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carey is walked intentionally. Faye Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Conlon bunts towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Conlon moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Conlon scores. It's 7-6, Browns. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonura. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Bonura steals third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bonura scores. Washington moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Browns, 7, White Sox, 7. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hopkins bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Thomas. Washington scores. Appling moves to third. Hopkins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, White Sox. Russ Van Atten now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell is walked intentionally. Al Simmons pinch hits for Whit Wyatt. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe strikes out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pete strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Kennedy now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Larry reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larry moves to third. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 8, White Sox, 8. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pepper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. West hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-8, Browns. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hemsley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 8. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Conlon. Van Atta reaches second base with a double. Clift moves to third. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 doubles. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10. And Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.